You know, that is exactly the principle accepted by all Muslims. There is no difference on that at all. After the sighting of moon, on the 10th day falls the day of Eid. That is not debatable. What is debatable is whether moon is sighted or not. So whoever believes that moon has been sighted, he must follow the same principle. And whoever believes that the moon has not been sighted, he must follow the same principle with a different result. So there is no difference in principle at all. Only the question of sighting is debatable, and it differs, varies from place to place, as well as people judge it variously. Some judge it according to, for instance here, some must have gone after the scientific sighting of the moon through instruments, and physically it might have been possible for the moon to be sighted on 26th. If that was the case, then Eid should have been today. But we investigated, and our investigation showed that the moon, although it was above horizon after the sunset, it did not remain above horizon for enough time to be sighted by naked eye. This was the result of our investigation. So because sighting, which is mentioned, is sighting not through instruments of telescopes, or going traveling by an aeroplane and going to a very great height and then sighting, this is not at all what is mentioned. Just ordinary sighting by human naked eyes. So because our judgment was based on this concept of sighting, so we decided that it should fall on the 6th instead of the 5th.